Stormwood & Associates is a production of the Nerd & Tie Podcast Network. For more podcasts from actual play to true crime to witchcraft, go to nerdandtie.com or join our community on Discord by finding an invite at nerdandtie.com/discord. In pursuit of a stolen magical object, Stormwood & Associates Field Team 623 stepped into a tear between realities and vanished. They found themselves trapped in another plane, facing a reality that was not their own, and driven to avoid dark forces they don't understand. And so, Team 623 finds themselves leaping from world to world, striving to put right what they find wrong, and hoping each time that their next jump will be the jump home. Stormwood & Associates stars Celeste Startwin as Dee, Gen Proc as Obi, Trey Dorn as Amy, and Becca Johnson as Liz Stormwood. Previously on Stormwood and Associates. Well, I'm just going to assume you guys are paying attention and know about the cult and the universe that they're in and all that stuff. And right now the team has infiltrated Gary's cult's compound. That's right, they've dug themselves in. And by that I mean they snuck in. It was really hard for Obi because apparently you have to be 25 to be here. And while Amy's under 25, she's at least an adult, so no one bothered to check, but Obi's obviously 10, so it's caused some problems getting in the door. But now they're at the compound, and stuff is happening. They want to head towards the mansion on the compound because, I mean, where else are they gonna go, huh?
Okay, so you guys are moving toward the mansion.
Yep.
Okay.
Check all out right.
I really should house. Become a spy so I can give Obi disguise.
Might be helpful.
That would help. Yeah.
We're gonna re-archetype after this arc.
I know. I'll probably do that.
Okay, so you guys wander toward the mansion. Got it. Okay, so the mansion is this It's clearly been built recently. It's not like an actual like old building.
Well, I assumed it wasn't old.
No. Mansions don't have to be old. They just have to be big.
I assumed it was more of a mick.
Yeah, basically. It is very it is extremely McMansion core.
I'm mentally picturing the model home from Arrested Development.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
You know what? That's actually perfect. That was, like, one of the things that I did not picture as clearly in this plan as I wanted to, but yeah, we'll work with
all
that.
All right, let's go into the house.
Is the okay. front door the... locked?
So the front door is guarded by, another, guy in a purple beret and an assault rifle.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome, new friends.
Hey, no, what's up? I just need to get past you.
Oh, I'm afraid that that's...
No,
that's
it's okay.
Not acceptable.
It's okay, no, it's
yeah,
not
we're,
supposed
we're,
to, yeah.
We're just gonna go inside.
Yeah, no, it's cool. We checked it out. Yeah, it's good.
No,
Gary said it's fine.
It's not... I don't think Gary would be okay with you going
in
there.
No, we checked with Gary, and Sheila also said it was okay. You want to go check with Sheila?
Who is Sheila?
You don't know who Sheila? How long have you been here?
I don't.
You're telling?
I've been here. I was reborn.
You were reborn here. How
into
long?
The
Great. How old are you?
Into the Indigo Embrace.
Great. How long have you?
Only a year ago.
A year ago. Great. And you've been here a whole year and you don't know Sheila?
There's no... I mean, I know a Sheila. There wouldn't be a Sheila living here, man.
All right. Show me. Okay. Clearly, your commitment to your rebirth clearly isn't true.
Obi's going to tap on Amy's leg.
Hey.
Yeah?
Just can I...
Sneak around me. All right.
Okay, Obi sneaks around him.
Clearly, your dedication, like look at me in the eye. Look at me in the eye. I need to understand how much you actually care about this and what Gary's mission here is in this world.
Is the front door locked?
It is not currently locked.
Obi is gonna sneak inside.
Okay.
I need you. So look, I'm going to go inside, and what I need you to do is go over to the amphitheater. I need you to go find Sheila right now, or else maybe we're all going to know that you
Miss,
aren't truly committed to your rebirth. I don't
no
think
one
you've
who
been
lives
born again
in this
at
mansion
all.
Is named Sheila.
No, Sheila doesn't live in the mansion. What are you talking about? I said she's in the amphitheater.
No one lives in the amphitheater, dumbass.
I said she is physically there. She doesn't live there. My God. Are you... I don't think you were reborn at all.
The guard at the door picks up his walkie-talkie.
Put it down.
We got some problem makers. We got some troublemakers here. I'm going to need some assistance.
You two are coming with me right now.
We're not going anywhere.
No, you are coming with me, and we're going to all three of us go see Sheila.
They point their weapons at you.
Okay, Amy.
Have you not snuck in yet?
I don't sneak.
D has... Meanwhile, crawled into the, has like, well, this bullshit was going on, is in the bushes, and is seeing if any of the windows are open.
I am out here giving you a perfectly good distraction.
Obi, okay. Okay. Obi is, inside, he went inside the mansion. He's going to hide again while he's in here. And he rolled a 9.
Damn. Okay.
Okay, yes. Liz is going to try to slip in unnoticed.
I'm Let's grabbing see. The guy's walkie-talkie.
Ma'am, put your hands up.
No, I'm grabbing the walkie-talkie. I'm going to... I need someone
up,
to take us to Sheila in the amphitheater
them.
Right now. My hands are right in front of you. Where did you think my hands were? I need someone to come get Sheila right now. And then I throw the walkie-talkie behind me and then I cross my arms. You're going to be in so much trouble. You're going to be in so much trouble.
Someone's having a bad trip. All right. Okay, so they... one of them takes out a taser.
I'm gonna cast fly. And I'm just gonna slightly, ever slowly, just start lifting off the ground, but like only a little bit.
Okay.
And then I'm going to flourish. This is my grand plan.
Okay.
I'm going to flourish a bunch of, like, streaming colors behind me that kind of go wiggly side to side. And I'm just going to keep an eye on, are you on drugs right now? What did you take? Your eyes look like saucers. I'm just going to keeps slowly floating upwards while streaks of dazzling colors kind of pulse behind me.
Okay. D falls into the window that she opened. Okay,
let me talk to your supervisor.
Liz, did you go in the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the guards doing?
Okay, guards are actually sick of your bullshit. Roll initiative.
Okay. Okay, my that's a 10.
Okay, trying to remember how I roll initiative for fodder, I'm sorry.
It's 1d10 plus their swiftness. Default fodder swiftness is 3, so 1d10 plus 3.
Okay. Okay, so the first one, 12. Second one is 7. What did you roll again for your initiative?
I got a 10.
Okay. Okay, the first guard starts with the taser, tries to tase you.
He can try.
Okay. Does a 9 hit?
No. That is the smallest value. That is the high. 9 is exactly my dodge, so I dodge that.
Okay. All right, Amy's turn.
Amy, since everybody else has gotten inside, and I am very smart, Amy is going to just go straight up, full speed, expending my action. I'm effectively going to shoot up into the air like a rocket, but I'm also going to just like flourish some sparkles behind me. And so that is, math that out. So 20 times 4 is 80 plus 50. So I'm 180 feet up in a blink of an eye.
Okay. And guard 2.
I'm assuming the house is more than 180, is less than 180 feet tall, right?
Correct.
Then I'm also going to go over the house.
Okay.
So I go up on an angle, so I'm over the house.
Okay.
And I left sparkles behind. Onyx is still sitting there.
Okay.
Bah. So there's just this glass bird and sparkles in front of them. Onyx is also kind of dancing. Oh yeah, Onyx gets to go. Onyx is just going to dance. I'm doing a dance in real life that you guys can't see, and it's very funny.
Second guard goes to pick up the walkie-talkie again to call for reinforcements.
It does. Okay. Onyx is still in combat, so this is a...
Okay. Second guard walks toward the walkie-talkie.
All right. We're back to the first guard, aren't we? Or mm-hmm. Is he... Okay.
Isn't sure what to make of the bird. There's no reason to take it seriously. Yeah,
it's a dancing
point.
Glass bird.
What the shit? Let the boss know it's not safe to come home.
All right. Let me know when it's my turn again. Then.
Okay, it is your turn.
All right. Amy is going to try to land on the other side of the house. assuming that there aren't any guards. She'd be able to see down and see any guards on the other side of the house. Are there any guards on the other side of the house?
There are not currently guards on the other side of the house, though I should say there was one over there, but he is moving around to the front side.
Okay. Is there, like, a second floor window or, like, a balcony?
Yes, there is.
She's going to land on the balcony. Onyx, because Onyx gets to go on my initiative, is going to go for the walkie-talkie.
Okay.
And try to grab it. I'm assuming I'm less than 30 feet from it. And that
yes.
is Onyx's movement.
Yes, you are.
So Onyx's action is going to go to grab the walkie-talkie and start flying away with it.
Oh, God. Okay. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Onyx, you know, so Onyx is currently flying away with the walkie-talkie, but I'm still within, like, range of their guns.
They chase one guard chases the bird at this point. How high is Onyx?
So Onyx has only got a regular fodder movement, so okay. Onyx, because Onyx grabbed the walkie-talkie, that would be an action, so he's probably only like 30 feet away from the guard. Like, Onyx was going up, but so, like, he might not be grabbable, but, like, it's super easy to shoot Onyx from here for them.
Okay, but I guess I'm worried about them hitting random cultists.
I mean, you do what you want to do.
Because they're not trying to... They don't want to hurt any of their own. You know what? First guard does take a shot.
Roll your attack. Onyx's dodge is a 4.
Die didn't roll away. That would make it a lot better. God damn it. 6.
Yeah, you hit. Onyx's dodge is a 4.
Okay.
So 1d10 plus the 1, because they've got a range of 1.
Ouch. 10.
Oh! Goodbye, Onyx, because Onyx has got that fodder soak of 4 and can only take 3 damage before shattering. So, yeah, Onyx shatters. And the walkie-talkie drops to the dirt. And I hope it breaks! If I'd gotten another turn, I would have broken the walkie-talkie.
It did not. They pick it up, All right, but you don't hear what they say.
Yeah, I can just feel that Onyx no longer corporeally exists.
All right.
I'm on the balcony.
All right, back at the on the first floor. Okay, Obi, you're inside, scouted around.
Yep.
Liz just came in. D has fallen onto the floor through the window. Ow.
Okay, I'm good.
Was that necessary?
Yes. Like a spy movie. Okay.
Hey, we have comms.
Yeah, we always forget that.
Yeah, so I'm up on the balcony on the other side of the house. They broke
Roger
Onyx,
that.
But that was the risk.
We're in here. We're on the first floor. There's
right. Is the balcony door unlocked?
Balcony door is locked.
What's the balcony door made out of? Is it door or is
it is a wood framed door with a big sheet of glass in the middle.
Awesome. To break the glass. I got boots.
Okay. You break what was that? The glass.
That was just me. I stepped through, like, because, like, is this one of those things where it was like Florida, like the whole door was a sheet of glass in a wooden frame?
No, like one of those, like a door on a regular hinge. It's just,
yeah,
it's
no,
a big wood. Yeah, okay, so no, that is what
I mean.
You're
like,
talking,
what
sorry.
I mean is, like, is the glass I'm breaking a large enough hole for me to step through?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I step through. Yeah, no, I'm in.
Okay, we'll meet you.
These guys suck at their job.
Yeah, that one guy didn't even card you.
Nobody's carded me this whole time. At no point did they go, hey, can we see some identification?
Didn't no, even... but at least...
They did try to card
at least you're old enough to... You're not old enough to be here, though.
They did try to card Obi, though. I
that's
mean,
true.
You
they
know.
Said 25, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I-25? That's so
that,
weird.
That is an arbitrary age.
All right. So, on the... Let's see. On the first floor, there is a big open living room, a very large TV, and on one side of the room, just a massive case of Rolexes. Just like, remember the Doctor Strange Rolex case from the first Doctor Strange movie? Like that.
Nobody remembers the first Doctor Strange movie.
Well, everyone saw that movie one out. Time. Look, I enjoyed that movie, but
I did not watch it more than once. I remember the ending.
It's not related to the end. But anyway, there's a big Rolex case. It's very high-tech looking. Lots of Rolexes.
I remember Benedict Cumberbatch's bad accent.
Does
the Rolex case have a bad accent?
No, it does not.
Christine.
It has not spoken yet.
Has not spoken yet. It's true.
No, Christine.
So.
Okay.
And
right,
I don't
I'm going
know.
Downstairs.
Okay. Amy, upstairs, just so you know, where the thing you came into is a bedroom.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
I'm assuming nobody was in it.
There was no one in it. There's just a lot of empty bottles and an unmade bed, and it smells weird in there.
I'm pretty sure I recognize that kind of smell.
You do.
Great.
Okay.
Leader's hot.
The cult leader, you do see as you, so as Amy comes down the stairs, Liz D and Obi see around at the same time on a wall across from the stairs. A massive portrait of a Jason Mudzoukas-looking guy wearing purple robes and smiling.
Yeah, there's that fucker.
Okay.
Huh. What? Oh, okay. That's why the purple, because the axle guy, right? Is that it?
I mean, it might be.
He might have
a different scam in this universe.
He might. I don't know. I don't know what his. I don't know what the original guy.
He tried to like end the world or something with a creature that had no intention of ending the world. Who went and joined a different church? He went and joined a church. This guy created a cult, summoned a thing into our reality that went and said, oh, I'm going to go join someone else's church. didn't even join the cult that brought him. So this weird Church of Sanctuary. Do they have Church of Sanctuary guys in the Midwest? Church of Sanctuary is so fucking weird. That's a fucking cult. I mean, yeah. They like do this whole like Catholic shtick, but they're not even Christian. They're weird.
Yeah, somewhere across the multiverse.
It's strange.
Somewhere across the multiverse.
I set up a security system Little. In there.
Axel Little sits at a table drinking ice cold tea and starts sneezing diamonds out uncontrollably. Someone is talking about me.
To be fair, I was more complaining about the cult, the Church of Sanctuary, but
I did it for the companionship and community, Ben. I need a church. I'm sorry.
Hello, Ben.
He's not here though right now.
This is the voice of Axel Big when Axel Little gets big. Hello, Ben.
So as you guys look around, it doesn't seem like anyone's in the mansion. Like it's empty.
Then Obi unhides himself.
I'm just going to the kitchen and check out what's in the fridge.
Okay, there's like really just extremely like just fancy food in the fridge.
Great,
like there's
great,
everything is really fancy. Okay, you're gonna start eating Gary's
yeah, I'm
food.
Hungry.
Okay,
we haven't eaten.
I know.
That's fair. Okay.
I had peanuts earlier.
I mean, to be fair, you know, Fiona did offer you guys food, so.
I know.
Just rather steal from Gary.
Yeah. It's here, we're here, he's not here, fuck him.
Obi would like to take 5 minutes to totally investigate.
Okay.
And he would like to specifically look for secret passages.
Okay.
I'm going to take 5 minutes to make a sandwich.
I would like to detect spooky after the whole Obi thing.
Yeah, I'll detect spooky while I'm making a sandwich.
So Obi, you do find the first thing that you find is a button that opens a door in one of the walls. But the door leads to more Rolexes.
He's gonna keep looking.
After I make a sandwich, I'm gonna start stealing Rolexes.
Both Liz and Amy, there's nothing remotely spooky in the mansion. Like, if there's anything magical or spooky, it's not here. For a holy man, he's got no aura of anything here.
So I'm wearing my high boots, so I'm just gonna take Rolexes and start shoving them into my boot. I have been trading my own jewelry for fucking money for so long. I'm gonna pawn the shit out of these.
Obi's gonna come over and be like, "Yeah, I got room in my backpack."
Awesome! I just start dumping them in Obi's backpack.
Obi's helping, just like he's not breaking the glass. He's like pickpocketing the things open and just like grabbing by the armful.
My little guy's finally stealing from the 1%. I'm so proud.
I mean, I don't think Gary's 1%. He's just a douchebag. But he bought expensive
stuff. He's a bad
stuff.
Cult leader.
He's a shitty cult leader.
Yeah, this place is really tacky.
This is like the least sexy cult I've ever been to.
Right.
And that's impressive. I've never joined a cult. I didn't hang out for more than 5 minutes, but usually they get you there because they're sexy. And then you leave. And you find out it's a cult. No one I have ever dated was a part of a cult. I mean, while I was with them. I think Pirate joined one.
Cannot say the same.
Pirate joined one after Pirate made their own choices.
Legitimately cannot say the same, but
when you're
neither here nor there.
Don't date people in cults, D.
You literally said you've done. You're telling me not to do things that you have also already done.
No, I've never dated any of them. I thought about dating them, then I found out they were in the cult, and then I left. Never dated.
Oh, look at me. I make informed decisions.
Making out with someone in a bar does not count as dating.
What if we tried to find Gary?
Once I'm done taking all these
watches, the life lessons I've learned on this trip so far.
Don't date people in cults, I think is actually a pretty good life lesson to learn, Obi.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Obi, you find another switch that looks like it would open a secret door.
I flip the switch. Expecting more Rolexes.
Flip it.
When you flip the switch, it opens to another hidden room, but instead of Rolexes, there's just a hot tub with a disco ball above it.
Ew.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hit the button again. Make it go away.
Hit the button again.
Let's go take care of this guy.
And not in the way he'd want. Different.
Don't do it. Don't even let him.
No. God. I was going to burn him alive. Does that sound like a plan? We got some watches. I've had dinner.
I mean, he's a douche, but this does seem kind of extreme.
I don't know. I wasn't at that point until I saw the hot tub. Nothing good happens with power dynamics and that hot tub in a secret. If you have a secret sex room and you're running a cult, nothing good happens there.
You can't consent with that
kind of power dynamic.
All right. Everyone roll a d10.
9.
Okay.
9.
Excellent. 2. I'm rolling like shit.
Okay, Amy misses it, but everyone else, you hear something coming in over the loudspeaker asking, as in the loudspeakers from the amphitheater, asking that all of the members...
Good evening! Good evening! One and all, beloved of the Indigo Embrace, we invite you to the amphitheater. For as our day, as the sun sets, let us all share in the glory of our great leader, Gary Little.
All right. I'm going to... I'm still flying, technically. We're still within my fly time. All right. That's an open-air amphitheater, right?
It is an open-air amphitheater, yes.
I'm flying very... All right, guys, I'm going to go check this out. I'm going to... I'm going to totally disappear because I forgot I can do that.
God damn it. Sorry. Oh my god.
And okay. I'm gonna go fly up into the air over the amphitheater and start observing what's happening.
Okay.
How about the rest of the team? What are you guys playing?
Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
The cultists, they're not like wearing robes or anything. There's no uniform, is there?
No, like the quote unquote security force guards have their purple berets. But everyone else just is dressing like in whatever cheap clothes that they could bring with them. They think that they're very enlightened. There's a lot of hugging, glazed over eyes, a lot of hacky sack, considered a Olympic level sport, that kind of thing.
We're going to find out some truths for sure about this, Gary, in a minute. Once you let me be.
I'm just trying to figure out what would be the
amphitheater.
Just trying to figure out what would be like the most fun thing for me to have Liz do.
I have a plan. It is a terrible plan. And I want to see what happens when I do it.
Dear God.
So let me know when I'm over the amphitheater and what I see when I get there.
What's the rest of the gang doing? I need to know.
I'm gonna go check out the fridge again, I guess.
I love how that's the most unhinged thing you could think of for Liz.
God.
Well, I feel like Gary's probably going to be at the amphitheater, and Amy has that covered in case.
You don't know what Amy's going to do.
No, but I said I trust her.
Oh, that's a mistake.
I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be real, guys. I think I'm going to go check out the amphitheater just to know what he's, you know, what he's going to do next.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure, let's go. Obi.
Is there any chocolate milk in the fridge?
There is chocolate milk in the fridge.
Obi's swiping it. And he's going to drink it on the way.
Okay, very good. Important.
It's crucial that again, Liz does think that this is a recon.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it's okay for Amy to go do this. It's fine.
Amy's in a weird mood, though. Amy's reliving college.
My God. Okay.
Amy has a strong desire to prank cult members.
So the crowd is gathered in the open air amphitheater, and the under the part of the amphitheater that actually has like some half dome over it, i.e., where the speakers are, a big, brightly illuminated LED screen comes up with the emblem of the Indigo Embrace. Just this image of arms in an indigo color wrapped around the world. And there's someone standing in the front of the audience.
All right.
Welcome one, welcome all.
This is what I'm doing so right glad. Now.
Okay.
This is what I'm doing right now. I am totally disappeared, invisible, but I am floating about three stories above the stage. God. I am going to cast Summon Fodder Creature, but it's not Onyx that I am summoning. It is a recreation of Axel Little. That I'm referring to as Axelonix. that is going to be summoned right below me, so he's going to drop three stories onto the stage. And unlike the squawing, Axelonix says one thing. He's going to fall to the sled of the stage and just go, "Hello, Ben!" And then he's immediately going to attack Gary.
From standing behind... Standing in front of Gary are two other people, one man and one woman, and Gary's eyes widen.
Yo, what the shit?
And he's going straight for Gary. Are we rolling initiative?
Okay, yeah, I guess we're rolling initiative.
Told you how we'd end the episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay.
All right.
Stop on the recording. Stormwood & Associates is a production of Nerd & Tie. You can find more information at nerdandtie.com/stormwood. You can also find us on social media at Nerd & Tie on Twitter, nerdandtie.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/nerdandtie. This podcast can be subscribed to on anywhere that major podcasts are found: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and quite a few other places, and anywhere that takes an RSS feed as well. Hey, while you're still here, let me tell you about another podcast on the Nerd & Tie Network, and that's Let's Be Legendary. Let's Be Legendary, the Fey Wild West, is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play game, so an actual play game like this one, but like, you know, in a system people actually use in the real world. Set in a homebrew Wild West steampunk world, the Fey Wild West follows two people discovering what it means to be in a relationship, all the while seeking revenge and learning the truth of their pasts. Let's Be Legendary podcast is an LGBTQ+ podcast with both main and minor characters, as well as players falling under the queer blanket. A heavy RP game with a focus on story and characters. And you can hear it every week here on the Nerd & Tie Network, and you can find all their subscription information and links at nerdandtie.com/legendary.